ask you about something that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, who's now resigned from Congress last month, in part over this fight to release the Epstein files. This is something she said about you in an interview with the New York Times. I want to give you an opportunity to respond. She says, quote, "I want you to know that Johnson is not our speaker. He is not our leader. And in the legislative branch, a totally separate body of government, he is literally 100% under the direct orders of the White House." Mr. Speaker, how do you respond? Are you 100% under the direct orders of the White House?
It's comical. If Marjorie had ever attended conference meetings and been involved as a member, as she should, she would know that that is simply not true. I vigorously defend Article 1 of the Constitution. That's the legislative branch. I was a constitutional law attorney before I became Speaker. The President and I work closely together because we have unified government. That's what the American people voted for last fall. They gave the Republican Party control of the White House, the Senate, and the House. And the intention there is that you work efficiently and effectively together. So the President and I have conversations sometimes multiple times a day about policy procedures. We have a lot of our discussions and sometimes debates together behind the curtain, because you don't want to do that when you're in the same party out in public. That has made a very effective and efficient government. And I will say this, the first year of the Trump administration that we just got through was probably one of the most productive in all the history of Congress. And you can go back. That's what history is going to show. Very productive, very efficient, effective government. We had to reverse all the madness of the 4 years of the Biden administration. And we got so much of it done already, and still more yet to do.